You know, the reason why that we organized this, this is now the start of my 7th year here in Sacramento. I spent 8 years in local government. You know, I was a county supervisor in the Wild West there in San Benito County. But I remember when I got here, and I'm sure Luis Alejo can relate, but I remember how isolating it felt when I got here. My colleagues didn't know much about the Central Coast. They didn't know much about the diverse communities that we all represent. Staff didn't know much about the region that we all represent. Supervisor Lee, how are you? Why that's important is because they didn't understand the issues that matter most to all of the people who we represent, unique issues. Why this visit is important is because this day is all about engagement, but it's also intended to be educational in the sense that making sure that all of you, all of our local officials from our region, that you know who your state leaders are. Not only assembly members and some senators who represent different parts of our region, like Oshkara. I know Ms. Addis is going to be here, Dave Cortese, John Laird, but also key some committee chairs in the assembly who shape major policy in this state and how it impacts our region. I know I was looking at the agenda, you're going to hear from Lori Wilson, who chairs transportation. You're going to hear from Matt Haney and then the respective staff member in our policy unit. You're going to hear from Nick Schultz in public safety. You're going to hear from Jesse Gabriel, who is our budget chair. All that is incredibly important to our region, that you have those contacts, that you have the context of what they do, how they can support the work that you all do and help support our region. Not only understanding who our elected officials are, but certainly our staff, key staff who shape major some policy for me in my office, and working with the governor's office and working with our counterparts in the Senate. Obviously the truth is, our ability to make progress on issues that we all care about in our region. Certainly, we have challenges in our respective cities and counties, but as Luis knows, the importance of building strong relationships here in Sacramento, but as a region, makes all the difference. From housing, transportation, agriculture, climate resilience, and climate change, it really depends on us working together if we're gonna take our region to the next level, right? And to really ensure that we're producing results for our residents. You could take something like climate change and how our region has just been hit so hard by these natural disasters. And there's so much more that we must do. So obviously it begins with building strong relationships, not only again between cities and counties, but between leaders right here in Sacramento. I've seen firsthand that when we work together, when we stay engaged, when we bring our shared voice to the table, we're not only stronger, but we're certainly much more effective. Luis knows this. At the start of every session, when we get sworn in, they'll say counties, and they do a roll call of counties, and they'll do Monterey County. You'll get a couple people stand up. San Benito County, one person stands up. LA County, about a third or more of the chamber stands up. But at the same time, this is an incredible state, a diverse state. We know that our issues are diverse, but more importantly, how we make progress, how we solve the problems that impact our communities, very different than San Francisco, Los Angeles, Central Valley. And so that's why your voice, your presence is important. But how we can make more progress is when we are all working together. And so my goal is to bring you all together, build relationships, and find those areas where we can work together, because your voice absolutely matters. And I'm here to support all of you. Our office is here to support our region. I have tremendous responsibility all across California. That's why I'm always on the road, always traveling. My heart is always at home. It's been my home my entire life. So my responsibility is to ensure that our district has the very best representation. And when we're all moving together, when we're all working together, it makes it that much easier to ensure that we're producing results for our residents.